Yeah, that's experience right there. You know, we've obviously had Lorente in the Super Bowl year in Denver, and he was one of my better players out there. And then, you know, the other two, I've watched him on tape for a long time and have a lot of respect for him. You know, we gotta play better on the coverage teams. That's all there is to it. So, you know, that's been a huge emphasis during the spring.
My favorite plays last year that cost games as opposed to winning games, other than just acquiring better talent, how do you do to kind of facilitate or special teams contributing to wins as opposed to losses?
Yeah, you know, I think unfortunately it's what I call a one down. You know, you don't have second and third to get it right. You know, you can get sacked on first down on offense, come back and make a first down, you're in pretty good shape. In our game on the fourth down, you don't have that luxury. So, you know, it shows up really badly, and we just have to make sure that we make those plays. I mean, like I said, we're trying to emphasize things as much as we can from a situational standpoint. You know, we're working on hurry up field goal today. And that's something that, you know, doesn't come up very often. But when you execute it, it's executed correctly, wins you a game, you know. When you execute it not correctly, it loses you a game. So, you know, just an emphasis in trying to get those guys screwed in as tight as we can as far as them understanding those situations.
What made returning to Jacksonville a good fit for you?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, it's obviously very attractive as far as, you know, I knew the organization. Obviously, it's a little different than when I was here the first time. But, you know, Coach Coughlin and Coach Marone being here, that was a positive. We always kept the place here. I mean, this is where I want to live for the rest of my life. So, you know, that was a positive there too. But, you know, I think having the opportunity and the challenge to get things going in the right direction is a positive. You know, the last time I was here, we went to the playoffs, so hopefully we can do those same type of things.
Had you rented your place or just used it as a?
Nope, I would. I'd be, what is it today? The last day of minicamp. I'd be flying down on Southwest right now, wherever I was at. So,
Calais has been able to block some kicks in his career. Will you guys be able to use him in that role here, or is he going to be?
Oh no. We'll. You know, that's one of the things that was real positive in my talks with Doug when I was talking about coming here was that he's willing to use anybody for anything. So that's a positive. You know, like if you have a guy that's a returner, that's a big-time offensive player, Doug wants him out there because that's another play that we can help influence win the game. And that's a positive for sure. And Calais is great at it. You know, most of the time, anyway, your defense stays out on the field during those plays. And when you have a guy like him, that's hopefully going to help us out for sure.
From a returning standpoint, who's sticking out to you?
Well, you know, we've obviously Marquise Lee is a guy that's scored touchdowns in this league. Rashad, you know, had some struggles last year, but you know, he's a talented returner. Dede Westbrook, obviously, we drafted him with returns in mind. Shane Wynn, I mean, you've got a plethora of guys back there. Charlie Miller's a free agent that we signed. Corey Grant, so you know, it's a lot of competition back there, and guys have done a good job during the OTA, so hopefully we can continue that.
How many core four guys can you have? What's a realistic goal?
Philosophically, in my opinion, when you get eight, you have, and when I say four core, a lot of people say, well, yeah, the guy's a core guy. He plays all four special teams. Well, that's not necessarily the case, in my opinion. A guy that plays all four and is not very good is a pitiful player. That's not a core player in my mind. I mean, that's a guy that's a, you know, when you have 10 plays, he's good out 8 out of those 10 plays, and you can win with those 8 out of 10 plays. That's a core player. If you can get 8 of those, you're in good shape. And if you can get 2 difference makers within that 8, then you're really good shape. So, you know, we got to do that. And then, obviously, with the returner and the place kicker and the punter and the snapper.
Well, what's the next step look like for Jason Myers now entering his third year?
You know, I think a little bit skewed from the standpoint, you know, I don't know that his reputation is as good as it should be. First of all, I see a guy that's got excellent technique, is very smooth in what he does, and I think he's got a chance to be one of the good ones going forward. I mean, he's every bit as good, I feel like, right now as McManus was, the guy I had in Denver, you know, the younger guy that's got a chance to ascend. One of the things that's hard is he had so many long field goals last year. I think he had 10 over 50 or 50 or above, and that's hard to have a real good percentage when you have that. So, you know, I'm excited to work with him, and he's got a great work ethic. He's really worked well during this time.
And how about Brad Norton? What are expectations for him?
Yeah, I think he's improved this spring. You know, I think he started out pretty well last year and then struggled a little bit in the middle part. And he's going to be asked to, just like I was here the first time, we're going to try to put the ball in an area that everybody can cover. We don't want to put the ball down the middle of the field a good majority of the time. And, you know, with the returners in this league, you got to put them in small spaces. So he's going to be asked to do that, and he's been receptive to that. Very receptive to that during the spring, so hopefully that'll continue.
Do you think you have a difference maker among your core four guys?
We're working to get as many difference makers as we can get. You know, we're going to find out as we go. You know, the guy that didn't get brought up in that whole thing was Aurelius Ben. He's not a returner, but, he made some plays against us in Denver. I know that. We played him last year. So a lot of respect for him. And we'll see what happens, you know, down the road. But we're trying to get as many as we can, that's for sure.
How those guys have changed the game, whether it's Tasker or Larry Izzo or Kasim Osgood. How important is it to have one of those guys who is potential of changing the game on, you know, with every kick?
Huge. I mean, you know, when I was here the first time, we had a guy named Montel Owens that, you know, doesn't get a lot of credit, unfortunately. But, I mean, he was a guy that you had to double every time. He was hard to deal with. And the more of those guys you can get, the better you're going to be overall, because then your other players get better also. It's just like offensive defense, same thing.
You see Myron working in the kick return mix?
Yeah. Jalen's definitely had some production in college there. You know, he's going to have to be a core cover guy also. He's going to have to, you know, be a gunner on punt and be able to cover on kickoffs too. So, he's got some work to do, and we'll try to get him up to speed as quick as possible.